You begin by thanking the Glock family for sponsoring the Ilui Nishmas, Shendel Bas Binyam and Zev, and Shabbos Shalom Aliyah, hopefully Shalom Simcha Nachas and Bracha, and also the Parnas Hashanah sponsoring the Ilui Nishmas of Gedaliah ben Reb Shimon, and Shalom Shalom Aliyah. Okay, we began the Maimar on Simcha last day of Shabbos. And we're on page Kuf Mem Vav, Bayom Da'akecha. And the Maimer begins with the famous Lashon of Rabbi Nachman of Simcha, Mitzvah Gedolios B'Simcha Tamid. Mitzvah Gedolios B'Simcha Tamid. And the question is, what is the nature of this mitzvah? The Torah doesn't tell us of such a mitzvah. We don't see anything in the Torah that there's a mitzvah gedolias b'simcha. We find in the Teichicha that there are very, very terrible consequences in the life of a person, chalila, who does not serve Hashem b'simcha. But we don't find a mitzvah by simcha. We don't find b'chla by the midas. We don't see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us directly when it comes to midas. And that brings us to a very famous teaching of Rabbi Chaim Vital, that we were talking about at the end last week, where the midas themselves are the prerequisite to being a person who's a bar hachit to get a mitzvah. If you're not a human being, then the mitzvahs don't work. I mean, you might be able to put on film, you might be able to keep Shabbos, but we were learning in the note at the end last week that Shlomo HaMelech has very strong words for a Jew who's not a person, nevertheless goes through the motions of keeping the mitzvahs, as Nezem Zohav Ba'av Chazir, like a pig that's wearing a golden ring. So the mitzvahs, Tefillin, Shabbos, Yontif, everything, it's all gold, all gold. All the mitzvahs are gold. But if you're a chazir, you're not a person, so then it's a nezem zav, it's a gold ring in the nose of a pig. It's very strong, but the image is very clear of what that is, and how Chazal say that when a person is learning Torah, when a person is keeping mitzvahs, then it's a samchaim. There's nothing greater than that. But if chalila, it's not a person, then not only is not a samchaim, but the mitzvahs themselves can turn the person into somebody who's the opposite of a tzaddik. So that's what we were learning at the end last week. And let's continue. On page Kuf Mem Vav, there was a little bit left of the note, but we don't have to finish the note because the middle of the right-hand column, but Arbi Yisai the same. Each one of us is made of the four Yisodas, the four basic elements of creation. Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Ofar. Fire, water, wind, and earth. Umi Yisod HaOfar, Bo Midas HaAtzus, B'chol Pratar. But he was learned Tanya, and that was at the beginning. The Alter Rebbe speaks about this and bases really his whole discussion leading up to the avoid of the Beinoni by dissecting the internal makeup of what a person is, of these elements, and how each element corresponds to different midas and nefesh. So for instance, mi yisod ha'ofer is all from Rabbi Chaim Vital. From the yisod of earth is midas ha'atzlus. Atzlus and atzlus, the heaviness of sadness, the heaviness that brings to laziness. That's all from the Yisod of earth, of Ofer. V'hofchi ha-simcha atadirs b'chelko. And the tikkun of that, the opposite of that, is simcha, is joy. Kichol da'avden min shmai latav. A person who lives with the feeling that every single thing in his life is latav, is tov, is good. It's the opposite of the person who's weighed down with the yisod ha-Ofer, where everything has this feeling of being negative and bad and hard and heavy. So we understand what Rabbi Nachman was talking about, when he said that Simcha is a mitzvah gadol, it's a great mitzvah. Ki yisharish v'yisod l'chol ha-mitzvahs kulam. Because a person who's besimcha is a person who sees in every single thing that he does in his life, he sees that everything is tov, everything is good, he has an ayin tov in everything in his life, and that's the sharish and the yisod to being a person who not only keeps mitzvahs, but keeps the mitzvahs for the reason that they were given, which is to be dovok HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be good and kind to other people. The question of why is it called mitzvah, and it's not in the Tayag mitzvahs, that's a separate discussion. He mentions that on the bottom, Reish Lamed Hey, from Tayma Adayin Eich Efshel Likra Lazer Mitzvah. What does it mean, mitzvah, the lashon of mitzvah? Hello, ain't a mitzvah meaning Tayag mitzvahs? So that's not really a kasha. There are many hanhagas tovas and many other things that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do that don't necessarily end up being, for different reasons that the Rishonim and the Achronim talk about, they don't end up being on the list of the 613 mitzvahs. But that doesn't mean it's not the Ritzon Hashem. Hashem has expressed to us many Ritzonis that he has of us. It doesn't necessarily mean that every single thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants of a person is on the list of the 613 mitzvahs, because there are criteria that are necessary. The Rambam holds like this, the Ramban holds like that, the Bahag and the Smak and the Smak, and all of the Rishonim have different Mahalchim of what's included on the 613 mitzvahs. So it doesn't, so if you're talking about Adayin Eich Efshel Kosa Mitzvah, Hala Eina Mitzvah Minin Tarek Mitzvah, Sat Shuvi, Shafshah Simcha Eina Minin Mitzvah, Vekal Mekom Efshel Lekol Ezeh La Mitzvah, Ki Hi Rotsna Hashem Ezeh Baruch Meha Adam. Rotsna Hashem Ezeh Baruch Meha Adam. That's what Hashem wants of us. Chol Dovashu Rotsna Hashem Ezeh Baruch, Efshel HaGedira Kemitzvah. And anything that Kosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, and any Rotsna that he has of us, can be defined as a mitzvah. So why did Rabbi Nachman call this mitzvah gedola? Because not only does Hashem want this, but this is a yesod to everything else that he wants of us. That we should be people who have these midas and who are bali simcha. It's the sherish of the Dvarim Rabbim. Therefore, he calls it a mitzvah gedola. So what is this simcha? Beis, on page Kuf Mem Vav. Vini hagdoris mahusa shel hasimcha. He hagoshes shleimus. Kolosh namaral. This whole sugi of simcha really is almost impossible to understand without learning the Maharal. But the Maharal defines simcha. What is that? What is that regish, that feeling of simcha? Where does that come from? What is simcha? We're talking about simcha, not fun, not pleasure, not excitement, all that chitzonius. What's simcha? Real simcha comes from a feeling of shleimus, of wholeness, a feeling of shleimus. Hagoshas shleimus, kolosh namaral. V'hinei, b'olam hazeh, ein shleimus. This is a world that is imperfect. Shleimus means perfection and wholeness. But this is a world of imperfection. So, Achashverosh is only willing to offer Esther Malka at Chatzi HaMalchus, half the Malchus. This world doesn't offer a full Shleimus, even though it has all kinds of fancy parties that can last for 180 days, and there are people that they party for more than 180 days. But it's only at Chatzi HaMalchus, because it's not a world of Shleimus. Oz Yimalei Schoik Pino. Oz, when Mashiach comes, Yimalei Schoik Pino. This world is not a world of Shleimus. But Elam Azeh Ein Shleimus. Lo Beruchnius, not in Ruchnius. Bevadei Shal Begashmius, and certainly not when it comes to Gashmius, but the other rule is, Yei Shleimon Eretzim Asam. You have 100, you want 200. You're never satisfied. But even in Ruchnius, it's not a world of Shleimus. And that's the real reason why many people do not feel a feeling of simcha, and if they have occasional moments of simcha, they don't feel a consistent simcha in their lives. V'yesha mamish nimtzoyim ba'atzus, and there are many, many people that are in a place of atzus, of sadness. Matam b'zehu kemagishim choyser shleimus. It's because they are pained by the imperfection of their lives. However they define and understand imperfection. But that lack of shleimus, that feeling of being lo shalem, of being chaser, of being chaser, of missing, takes away the simcha of life. Each person, according to his or her expectations and definitions of what shleimus means. Me'ata yesh lehizboinen. So we have to try to understand. Eich yuchel ha'odam she'en lo shleimus. How is it possible for a person in this world who cannot achieve shleimus, who cannot experience shleimus? This is all Kehelis is about. And we learn Kehelis by Zman Simchaseinu. And that's one of the great questions of the Svarim and the whole Yontiv of Sukkot, which is Zman Simchaseinu. And Davka, the whole Sefer of Kehelis, is about Chisaron, about Muvus La'yichaliskan, that the emptiness, the Chisaronis of this world, of Ein Chodesh Tachas Hashemesh, how under the sun in this world there is no Shleimus. And yet, in this very same Sefer Kehelis, he says at the end, Ein Lokim L'smach, during the Sefer, that all one can do in this world is L'smach. So what does that mean? The whole Sefer is about how there is no Simcha, there is no Shleimus, there is no Simcha. And we learn Kehelis by Zman Simchaseinu. So of course the pessimists say, well, Zman Simchaseinu, we don't want you to get to run away with all of that joy, so you should learn Kehelis just to bring you back. You know, there's that darker way of looking at things. But in Pnimius, we need to understand what this is about. I've spoken about it many times over the years. How could it be? Look at Reish Lamed Vav. Look, everybody has different times. Where a person feels ma'at shleimus. But think of the words ma'at shleimus. Doesn't really go together, right? What does it mean? Ma'at shleimus. Shleimus mishleimus. A little bit of shleimus. What does that mean? A little bit of shleimus. Shleimus is shleimus. It's ma'at shleimus. A little bit of shleimus. A little bit of shleimus means that there's something is chasin. So only a little bit of shleimus. So, kein margish ma'at shleimus. But a sense of a feeling of it being possible, of the possibility of shleimus. I think that would probably be a more accurate way of describing it. If I feel in Yonam Gashmim, even in Yonam Gashmim, you know, he gets a promotion, gets a raise, gets a bonus, something in Gashmias, whatever, and he feels Ma'at Shleimus. Bemis, the Simcha that he feels, Bemis Tiknu Alzeh Bechashach Yonu. So we appreciate that. And even when it comes to buying something, a new suit or something, so you make a Shach Yonu. And we're grateful, and we try to take in that experience of ma'at shleimus. But of course, to get a shmata, you know, this piece of clothing is ma'at shleimus. Shleimus. You know, I remember that when I was I couldn't remember that time. I was probably just maybe 7 or 8 years old. So we lived in an apartment building in Queens. And next door to us, there was a family that were going next door to us, and the boy's name was Bobby. So I played with him a little bit. I wasn't allowed to go into the apartment. He would come into us a little bit, and we would play together. And I remember that one time I never went into the apartment, but I walked with him, and he was in the hallway, and they opened the door, and I saw that he had in his apartment, he had this like train set. Like a big train thing going around on a track. And from that moment, I became absolutely crazy to get a train. And it sounds nowadays like something that's a Kleinigkeit, but the kids own their own yachts and airplanes and things, but real thing. So, but this was like, it moved on its own. It was something amazing. And I remember I made my parents with this Indian so crazy with this. And, you know, to get a train. And eventually my mother capitulated. We were in Alexander's and at Forest Hills, and she gave in, and I got the train. I think I played with it for like an hour. And I remember even as a kid, I was thinking about like, Havel Havalim Omar Kahelis. Because I felt like the, you know, the Loisachmoy that I had with that train. And then, I remember thinking, and my father was so good. He never said to me, like, you never play. You know, he didn't give me like a shtach. Because he put it together, the whole thing, my father. He put it together, this whole thing. It wasn't like the guy had, you know, it was like that was the whole living room. But my father, you know, had this train thing, and my father put it together. And the batteries, and I was all excited and had the option of plugging it in, I remember. Maybe an hour. And it was nothing. And the whole world is like that. So you make it, even there, you make a shachiyon and a suit. It's ma'at shleimus for it. You feel it for a little bit. That's this whole world. So he says, Omnam ein zeh simcha sheroshes. That's when you get something in this world, it's not a simcha that reaches the sherish of who you are. Shemach zika maimed. It doesn't last. It doesn't last. Kedua. Well, the marshal, for instance, beged chodesh, you get a new suit. Kashem esvaglam, you love, you get used to it. Kvar ein simcha bimenu. Ki agoshes hashlemes megiya, aida hashlemes chisaren shaya. So, what do you have? What does it mean, ma'at shlemes? Because he didn't have a suit. Now you have a suit. Well, the other stuff was old, and you had a new suit, so you had a chisaron, and now the chisaron of missing a suit was filled. But so that's it. The nimshach rak kol zman shemagish is a chisaron v'hashlamah. So that will only last as long as you feel the chisaron and the hashlam of the chisaron. That's for a very short time. If it's just something very very big, you get a new house. It could be a little bit longer, but it's only a passing thing. Aluk shemisrag la hashlamah. So once you get used to it. You don't feel the simcha. Back on top, v'atshuvahi. So how's it possible? Since this is not a world of shleimus, at best we're talking about chatzi hamalchus. So, how is a person supposed to feel simcha if there's no shleimus? So the definition of simcha is shleimus. V'atshuvahi. The answer is that it's true. Ha'odam yitzad atzmo. If you're looking for that simcha, mitzad atzmecha, to come from within yourself and because of yourself, and what you have or you don't have in life, what you experience in life, kshulavado, ein lo shleimus, there's no shleimus. That's called tachas hashemesh. Under the sun. And that's what Shlomo Melech is talking about. There's no shleimus. If the Yor Mishenichnas Adam Arba Simcha depends upon gathering together, you know, there are certain things you only get on Purim, like those rolls that have little chocolate in it, you know what I'm talking about? They're like these things that they have chocolate in, they get in a box that on Purim. You know, you get 100 of them. And the rest of the year, you don't, like, where are they? The whole year, these chocolate rolls, but it's a popular item. And, you know, there are a lot of these other Purim Dikya things. And if your Simchas Purim depends upon a drink or some extra chocolate or a Rikud, so it's pathetic. That's what the Simchas Adar and the Simchas Purim depends on. Because all of that is Ein Lo Shleimus. And the Jews have an expression that Purim is only one day of the year. And that's a very, very, very Jewish, Golistic expression. To say that, in other words, where did that come from? How did that start? What Jews would say. It was an expression where it came from because Golus is miserable. And there was one day when Jews were able to forget Golus. And even the poorest Jews, called a Pesach Yad, on Purim, he was a rich man. Right, even Tevye had a good Purim, so because everybody gave him something on Purim, every Jew had on Purim something, But then you have the day after Purim, and the husband, this poor husband and the wife, are sitting there with nothing, and they already finished up the whatever they had for Purim, and they look at each other and they say, no, not every day is Purim. And that's a very, very sad description of this world. As Purim is a main Olam Haba, even higher than main Olam Haba something, but then Noch Purim, there's such an expression of Noch Purim, after Purim. Which means everything without Mashiach is called Nach Purim, after Purim. All of that, Kshulavada, Ein L'Shleimus. Avol Yesh Ba'olam Shleimus Amitis. And this is what Shlomo Melech was talking about. And Chazal make it very clear when Chazal taught and teach us to understand Kohelis in the right way. Tachas HaShemesh, there isn't, but L'malav HaShemesh, there is. The Hashem Isbar gave us the yicholus, the ability to surrender ourselves to Him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, is Ein Sof, is infinite. And Oz v'chedva b'mkomo, when you're on His team, not just by officially signing up and keeping mitzvahs, that's great, but when you're connected to Him and bound to Him, v'adam yochel lahargish shleimus v'simcha, a person is able to feel shleimus v'simcha. Adesh yischaber elav yisbarach miyismach boy. Even there, we understand, of course, that the shleimus of that, because of the confusion, the manias of the guf, and how hard it is to sustain that. That's not going to be till Mashiach comes, because we can't hold on to that Ein Odul Vado. It's very hard. We can't. It's very, very hard. Tzaddikim, they're able to live mamish in another world, in this world. But for regular people, it's very hard to hold on to that Dveikus Bashem and to live every moment in that place of Dveikus Bashem. Because for that, you have to erase Amalek. And it's not easy to get rid of every single Amalek. You look what's going on. Just trying to get rid of every chamasnika. It's very hard to get rid of every trace of Amalek in your life. And that presence of Amalek means that you could be, you know, run to Hashem, Ratzah, but then there's the Vishayv of also not being able to hold on to that, and the Haman that's inside. So that's why it says Yismach Yisal Be'oisav. Chazal point out when it says Yismach, is in the future tense, then the Jewish people will rejoice in Hashem. It's a sad way of putting it, instead of the present, but the ultimate simcha is even Bashem, is la'as lava because of Amalek. Those tzaddikim who have erased Amalek in this world, they live, if you ever saw Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you know, tzaddikim that they lived in that place before Mashiach. But I desh yischaber love yismach by. The ikke mitzvahs asimcha. And that's the ikke mitzvah of simcha. All of the yom tovim and Shabbos and all the other things are hechetimtzes to bring us to dveikus Hashem. But the tachlis is v'samach nafsheni b'yishuasach. B'yishuasach. The ikke mitzvahs asimcha l'samach b'Hashem isbach. I mean, the suit is not the Yeshua. And there's nothing in this world that can bring a person to that. There's only B'samach Nafshein B'Yeshua Secha. Moshe Kosev Yismach Yisrael B'Yosef. And Togel Nafshi B'Elokai. He says, Togel Nafshi B'Elokai. My soul can rejoice B'Elokai. In my God. Not just B'Elokim, in B'Elokai. When I have that relationship with Him, that He's Elokai. Zekeli Vanvei. Zekeli. Hashem is my God. Zekeli. When you dovuk Tasha, v'hanu likanes l'simcha al sheyesh lanu es Hashem Yisbarach. L'smoach al kach she'Hashem Yisbarach talmid imanu. To have the simcha of feeling, of recognizing that constant presence of Hashem, b'chol mokum b'chol matzav, everywhere, in every matzav, v'yizbonin v'yagish, to think about this and to feel, Eich Shashem is Baruch She'en Ol Mavado, Hashem She'en Ol Mavado, Shahakol Biyodo, Nimtse Imo B'choleis, is with you every single moment. Ein Ol Mavado, Hakol Biyodo, everything is Him, from Him, Nimtse Imo B'choleis, V'shoymelov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over you, not the senator from New York. V'ayisi Imo Rak Toiv, and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is L'Toiv. V'noisno Kol Tzarko, and whatever you need, Hashem Zohar gives you. And we make every single day a Baruch HaShos Kol Tzarki, even though, again, we could be talking about that poor couple sitting someplace, you know, in a hovel. He says the same, they say the same Baruch HaShos Kol Tzarki, because this is exactly what I need because of Hashem's Baruch. I could ask Hashem that if I be worthy, and you could see to give me something in addition to this life, the things that I have in my life, I would appreciate it. But only you know that it's the Toivosi Anitzchis. But we say the Baruch every morning, Shosli Kol Tzarki, that if this is what I need, you gave me what I need. Ubezayagish Hagoshes Shleimus. So it's possible that even for that poor couple to feel the simcha of Shleimus. Bashem. Bashem. That's the only way it's possible, is Bashem. Look at Reish Lamed Zayin. Moshel, La'odam Sha'aviv Oshia Gadol Moed. You have a person whose father is very wealthy. V'gam Roifei Mumcha L'chol Inyonim. He's also an expert doctor of every single field. V'gam Chochma Chol HaChochmas. And a Chochma Chol HaChochmas. V'gam Gibra Otzum. And also very strong. In other words, there's no such thing in the world like this with a human father. But a father, imagine there'd be such a thing that there's a father that you could depend upon for everything. This kid would be a simcha. V'yagish shleimus mesuyemes. There'd be a shleimus mesuyemes because his father is good for everything. Kol shekein anu b'nei Hashem yisbarach. Of course, it's just an impossible marshal, but the nimshal is that we do have that. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not a human being. Kol shekein anu b'nei Hashem yisbarach. Shakol v'yodah shenagish simcha atzuma v'shleimus amitis. Back on top, v'zemevi roiga otzum. The simcha here doesn't mean a simcha that you're necessarily jumping around and okay, I'm not talking here about the just the happiness that the way that it's understood on the street. There's a roiga otzum. There's a certain calm. There's a certain tranquility that this person feels. V'zemevi roiga otzum. Umachnas the simcha amitis v'shalva pnimis. Simcha amitis and shalva pnimis. So when we were younger, so we felt that the simchas purim is to, as much as you were able to drive around and jump and to barge into people's refrigerators and to make a whole tumult, which is all the fun of growing up with purim. And then you find yourself older and you have some bacha that comes into your house, or the bacha comes to your house, And they start shaking you around like a lulav, right? Mr. Hashem, we're looking forward to this on Purim. They start shaking you around, and they're wondering why you're not besimcha. And the two of them are holding each other. You have the bacha that's jumping up and down and going crazy, and you have the older person that's smiling and holding him, and dancing with him. Who's more besimcha? Simcha is not measured by how high you can jump, by how much you can drink and laugh and carry on. When a person has a simcha pnim, not that that's not a good thing for them, they should enjoy themselves, but the simcha pnim is that really is more, you know, who are you when you're sober, not when you're drunk. And the roiga otzum, the calmness, the sweetness of that shalva pnimis, of an inner tranquility of this life of a person who has a connection to God. When a person's life is filled with amunah b'tochen, shakol Hashem Yisbarach oisel l'toyv gemura. Shakol Hashem Yisbarach oisel l'toyv gemura. That everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is good. Toiv Gemura, absolute good. And to live with that belief. Shakol Shezroch Isa Toiv Gemura, Vishu Yisbach Yochel Hashlam Losses Akol, and everything is in Hashem's hands. Ha'odim Yochel Esmach Be'emes. That a person is able to have Simcha Be'emes. Look at Reish Lamaches. Vizosh Kosev Sev Reish Chachma. When a person believes in his davening, that doesn't mean he believes that everything comes that he wants, but he believes in his davening, he can be zeichel as simcha b'lakus, the joy in Hashem. A person who believes that davening really, really means something, that davening really works, even though you can't necessarily see the results, you don't always see the results of that in the way in Gashmias. This person lives in a state of menuchas emes, true peacefulness and tranquility. Menuchas emes. Back on top, zuhi haderech hayichida. This is the only way. Zuhi haderech hayichida. Lagia l'simcha amitis. Is l'smoch b'mitzius Hashem Yisbarach u'b'kirva elav. L'smoch b'mitzius Hashem Yisbarach and closeness u'b'kirva elav. Reish Lamed Tes. U'l'simcha b'Hashem Yisbarach efshel ikonis b'har b'yafon. There are many ways to come into this, to enter into this world of simcha b'Hashem Yisbarach. And each time is l'fi ha'inyan. But when the third mat, he says, we'll talk about it a little bit. But really, the whole sefer is about that. Of course, bittel and dveikus. That's how you come into simcha, by letting go of the search for the expectation to find simcha from yourself, and from all the things that you have and the people that you know. But instead, finding it in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Aleph. The first thing is, as I spoke about yesterday, is that the simcha that you know, that you have the biggest chi in the world, that you're a Jew. That means that you're Hashem's child, lios bonav ahuv of Shal Hashem's Baruch, and that you're Akash Baruch Hu's beloved child. There's chelik elokam imal. That you are, each one of us is a chelik al kamimah. That's aleph. Beis. Bechal zeh simcha aletzam kach. Simcha on what? Aletzam kach. Next page in the note. Sheyesh lano abba godel kazeh. The simcha of having such a father. Echad yachad miyuchad. She'ein klum chutz mimeno. Echad yachad miyuchad. Ein klum chutz mimeno. There's nothing. Only Hashem. Gimel. And more than anything, that Kosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity. He gave us he's begging us to connect to him. And to not just to connect, but to become part of him. And he gave us Torah Mitzvos. And therefore, if Yiddishkeit is not making you happy, it means it's not working for you. You're not in that place of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiddishkeit works when it's done properly. He gave us the Torah. Shem Darche Echibur. Shem Darche Echibur Mizbaruch. Umei Sh'onu Ayman Baruch Elokeinu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Chaye Olam, that he implanted eternal life, the other world, inside of us. So each one of us has that ability to go to a place that's called L'malam HaShemesh, higher than the sun. And we're not stuck, Tachas HaShemesh. And when you're L'malam HaShemesh, you're able to have a powerful connection to that taste of Shlemus and the Simcha of Shlemus that comes with Dveikus B'Hashem, which is still... In this world is not the ultimate thing because of the reality of returning back to Tachas HaShemesh. It's very hard to stay in that place of Lamala Ben HaShemesh. Okay, and Kufam Ches on top, B'chol Pam, every time, B'chol Pam, She'etz HaRabah, in machshavas atzvos, anytime the etzer comes with thoughts of sadness, tzarach leikanis miyad lamuna v'simcha. You have to enter right away into amuna and simcha. Yishan la'atzma, to repeat over and over, Hashem is baruch iti kol hazman. Just because it's nach Purim, it's after Purim. Hashem is baruch iti kol hazman. Hashem is baruch is with me kol hazman. Always. Vim yeshli es Hashem is baruch, yeshli hakol. And if I have Hashem is baruch, I have everything. Lo chosili dover. And nothing is lacking. Ki hu hakol. V'hakol toli boy. Because he is everything, and everything is from him, and depends on him. And a person repeats this over and over when you feel that atzva is creeping in, to repeat this over and over again. Mimela, move on. Mimela, it's understood. That simcha is not what most people think it is. Even people who learn Torah, that they think that simcha is a mila. So it's a madrega. That simcha is something that's like a bonus, something added to your life. No, it's alihimara kami yesh l'adam amuna. Simcha is the measure of a person's faith. It's not a mila. It's not something which is extra. It's simcha is the most basic measure of a person's amuna. And it proves how much a person believes be yichud Hashem. Not that Hashem exists, but that in yichud Hashem, that everything is Hashem. And how much a person lives that truth, and lives with that truth, that reality of Hashem. It doesn't depend upon the conditions of life. Rich or poor, popular, not popular, married, single, COVID, not COVID. It doesn't depend upon the conditions and the circumstances of life. Because that's something that can never be taken from a person. I mentioned over the years that I saw in a safe at such a thing years ago, that in one of the camps there was a Gerich Hasid, and it was Man Simchaseinu, it was Sukkos, and he did something that the Germans Yimach Shemam didn't like, so they took off all of his clothing, and they threw him into a pit that was filled with lime, with a chemical that burned him alive, to torture him. They killed him by throwing him into a chemicals. And there was somebody who survived, who saw this, another Jew who survived and saw this, and said that this Gerich Hasid was naked in this pit, and the Germans were laughing, and he screamed out, he said, and the Gerich Hasid, the last thing he yelled out was that it's Man Simchaseinu, it's Sukkos. So he said, the Esrig is the heart, my heart is burning. That's what he said. He said, my eyes are the Hadassim, they're on fire. My lips are the aravas. My entire body, is the lulav. My back is the lulav. He says, you took everything from me, but you can't take yourself away from me. That's what he said, and that's how he died. Hashem, you took everything. I have nothing. He's naked. But I have you. And those are his last words. That's how he benched lulav. You benched lulav like that. And On Sukkos, whatever, 1943, whatever that was, that's how he benched lulav. So he's able to have his man simchaseinu to have a simcha in such a place, and we could sit in a sukkah that's got the fanciest decorations, and your lulav was came by Amazon or something, and everything in your life is gewaldig, and you're annoyed because like the Shabbos clock didn't work or something. Can't believe I'm going to kill those guys after the electrician. I'm going to go after him because the light went out an hour early. I'm going to kill that guy after. It's not. It doesn't have to do with anything else in this world, because this world is not a world of simcha. The world itself doesn't work. And when a person looking for the simcha in this world, it's a lohalech. It just doesn't work. That's where it comes from. It comes from Emunah. And then he's besimcha with everything, with anything that he has in his life, whatever it is that he's going through, he's happy with his life. Gimel. To the extent that a person enters into this simcha, which is true simcha, which is the simcha of emuna, which is simcha of adliyad of an arham lebach mardechai, which the Svar Makadoshim tell us that in life there are times that are called arhaman. I mean, things are horrible in life. That's called arhaman. And then there are better days. Those better days are called baruch mardechai. A Purim, a person is able to come to that place of Shar HaNun in Kedusha, where there's Adli Yodeb and Arham Lebach Mordechai, that there's no chilek in his life. His life doesn't depend upon whether today was an Arham or Baruch Mordechai. Whether the good customer or the bad customer. It didn't make a difference to him. He's still able to be Besimcha. Why? Because it's Adli Yodeb and Arham Lebach Mordechai. My life doesn't depend upon whether this is a moment of Arham that happened, or it's a Baruch Mordechai moment. It doesn't depend on that. And the Chayav Yishlof Shum B'Pur Ad Lo Yodeh Ben Har Baruch Mordechai. It's Kfi Shema Shenichnas Ha'odom L'Simcha Shel Amunah. That's called Simcha Shel Amunah. Simcha B'Hashem Is Baruch. Kachu Mekabel Koyach Kedusha. So now, this person is a Klei Kibbul. It's a tremendous, tremendous Klei to receive Kedusha and Shechina. That's why we've spoken, we learned so much over the years about how we see that there's such a deep connection between Pagam HaBris and Atzvah, sadness and Pagam HaBris. It's that world of Pagam HaBris where a person's looking for some kind of a thrill for a second that comes with Pagam HaBris, and it's all Atzvah and the sadness, the depression that comes with that. And you see that all that whole world of Pagam HaBris, of, you know, Hollywood, that whole world of what seems to be a world of Gashmius Dika Hatzlacha, those are the saddest, saddest people in the world. And it's all a world filled with Pagam HaBris and Niyuf and Znus and all that. And they're the saddest, saddest people in the world. It's the Atzvus and Pagam HaBris, the opposite of Kedusha. It's the Hepech of Shleimus, and everything is a feeling of chisara. And people trying to fill that feeling of emptiness with different addictions, especially when it comes to the tumma of Pagam HaBris, to fill that emptiness with an addiction. Whatever that is, that somehow that's going to fill what's missing in my life. And it's all atzvos. And the opposite of Kedusha. Ki ha-shechina en ha-shar lo b'makom simcha. Oiz v'ched b'makom. Means Hashem Yisbarach doesn't enter into the shechina, because Baruch is everywhere. But the Shechina comes into a place with this simcha, into a person who's besimcha. So that's the kli. When a person is besimcha, it's a kli to fashvas hashechina. Then you're a kli fashvas hashechina.
Are we saying that the Pagam HaBris is lack of emuna?
It for sure is. For sure it's connected to that in a very deep way. But right now we're talking about the simcha that comes with emuna. But the shorish of the root of it is a lack of emuna. Ulomasa ha'atzvus hi'asherish akol ha'avaynus ha'achmar l'slan. Sadness, that's tachas shel avatz shabakecha b'simcha b'toy leiv. That's why he says in Teicha, because you have not served me with joy. He's not talking about jumping up and down and popping balloons. You haven't served me because you're a person of atzvus. So then all the averis that causes all atzvus hi'asherish is the root of all averis ha'achmar l'slan. Viagarem is the call on nefilas sheyesh. It's the cause of all the nefilas that the person goes through in life. It's the cause of all nefilas. It's not the loss of money or even the loss of a person that you love. Chas v'shalom. That's not the loss. That's not the loss that is the cause of your nefilas in Yiddishkeit. That's not the loss. When a person's simcha comes from emunah and dveikus b'Hashem, so that chassid in the concentration camp was able to be in a place of simcha when he was being burned alive. It's not because of something that was taken from you. There isn't a person in this world that doesn't have things that are taken from him. Even the richest person. Look, President Trump, former president, future president, I don't know what he is. But this person, he has everything that in Gashmis that he had, everything in Gashmis that a person could possibly want, but he lost the election. And he couldn't live with that. He couldn't live with that. You'd think the guy would just retire and take it easy, you know? So just enjoy what you have. You're not young anymore. Just have a good time. I mean, however you define a good time, without getting arrested or something. and they can't, because zechaserli. What's chaser? Can you imagine the presidency is chaser? This is chaser. It's like Haman sitting in Mordechai is not kerem shtachve kol zeh neshavel kolzman. Mordechai Hayyudi is so you could see like Donald Trump looking over all of his properties, all of the things that he has in this world, and all of the wives and girlfriends that he has, and all this stuff, and he says, "Kol zeh einenu shaveli," as long as Biden is not Kerem Mishnah. And it's the same with all of them. It says, "Einenu shaveli is just worth nothing to me." Such a strong lesson. Say it's worth something? Nothing. So Haman was the richest person, besides, he was the richest person in the world. And he says, Kol zeh. Rov banav v'kinyanav. Ein ha-shavali. This is worth nothing. He didn't say, I could do better. He says, Ein ha-shavali, it's worth nothing. Why? Because there's an alti yid over here that's not mechabed me. So that's it. So you look at everything you have, right? Banav v'kinyanav, everything, ein l'shav. It's nothing. So where's the simcha, Reb Haman? You can't have any simcha in your life? Yeah, look at this. You have such wealth and such children, your chashivas and everything. Anything you want, you have in the world, it's ein l'shav. And every single person has that. Mordechai, that's not karei mishtachar. Whatever that is, that's chaser lecha. Chaselecha. Look how many people will be in a place that's a marriage or a place or a shul, in a friendship that's rive is good, and he walks away from it. There was a guy many years ago that davened here for a little bit, and then he left, And I remember that when he was here, it was like a few Shabbos, a long time ago, and he came over to say hello, and he loves it. He was telling me how it's Friday night, he was kvaled, he loves it, that. You know, that was nice. So I said, it's so nice to hear him. Anyway, I hadn't seen him in many years. I met him in the country once, some years ago. And I asked him, how are you doing? He was trying first to run, you know, a little bit to hide. I saw him, I said, how are you? I haven't seen him. I said, I'm not taking attendance, don't worry, I don't care. I'm sure you're dying. You know, they get nervous. That Eish Kodesh is not surviving without his membership or something. So I said, yeah, how you doing? So I didn't ask him why he left. I don't care. But he felt he needed to tell me that, you know, someplace where we were in South Wolfsburg or wherever. He felt he needed to tell me. So he told me that he didn't feel that there were a few, that people didn't say good Shabbos to him or something like that. Somebody didn't say good Shabbos, didn't welcome him, and I don't know. I said, I can't take responsibility. I find it to be generally very friendly people, but maybe you were looking from this person, that person, something. I don't know, maybe that person had a hard day. I don't know what it was. But this, see here, I said, I'm sorry, I hope you're happy where you are. But, you know, usually these people go around a lot. Yeah. But I said, I was thinking, you know, how the guy was telling me that he never had such a Friday night davening, and he was so excited. And everything, and And all of that, Einen Shavali. Why? It wasn't worth it to him because this Yid didn't say to him, not he didn't say Good Shabbos. He didn't say enough of a, I don't know what he was looking for. He didn't say enough of a Good Shabbos. And because of that, you walked away from something. And we do that all the time. We walk away from good things. Because Einen Shavali, the Lo Shavali. It's not because of the mitzvahs that we walk away. It's because there's something inside of us that's broken, and we don't have that connection. And it's a world without emuna. When you're living in a world of emuna, kol zeh shaveli, everything is gevaldik. Kol zeh shaveli, everything is gevaldik. In the world of emuna, kol zeh shaveli. In the world without emuna, kol zeh ena shaveli. And it makes no difference. But arham bav marachai, you can blame. All of your sadness on the misfortune of your life, but there are people that have been through much worse things than any of us, and they're besimcha. How do you explain that? Clearly, it has nothing to do with which party is running the country. It has to do with who you are and where you're holding in your emuna. As Hashem, we shall all have a lefik and ferlech and purim and a ferlech and nach purim.